Okay, so now we will learn the 12th chapter from Bhagavad Gita. The title is Devotional Service. In Sanskrit it is called Bhakti Yoga. Okay, so please repeat after me. Arjuna Uvacha.
Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna Uvacha.
Evam.
Evam.
Satata.
Satata. Satata. Satata.
Yuktaye.
Yuktaye. Yuktaye. Yuktaye.
Bhaktas.
Bhaktas. Bhaktas. Bhaktas.
Tvam.
Tvam. Tvam. Tvam.
Pariyupasate.
Pariyupasate. Pariyupasate. Pariyupasate.
Echa pyaksharam.
Echa pyaksharam. Echa pyaksharam.
Avyaktam.
Avyaktam. Avyaktam. Avyaktam.
Tesham.
Tesham. Tesham. Tesham.
Ke yoga.
Ke yoga. Ke yoga. Ke yoga.
Vittamaha.
Vittamaha. Vittamaha. Vittamaha.
Any doubt? Pronunciation? No. If you have any doubt and if you feel shy to ask in front of the class, you can come and ask me afterwards also. Okay? Arjuna Uvacha.
Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna Uvacha.
Evam Satata Yuktaye.
Evam Satata Yuktaye. Evam Satata Yuktaye. Evam Satata Yuktaye.
Bhakta Swam Pariyupasate.
Bhakta Swam Pariyupasate. Bhakta Swam Pariyupasate.
Echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Echa pyaksharam avyaktam. Echa pyaksharam avyaktam. Echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Okay, I'll recite the verse once. Arjuna uvacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktastvam pariyupasate echa pyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Arjuna uvacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktastvam pariyupasate echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Arjuna inquired.
Arjuna inquired.
Which are considered.
Which are considered.
To be more perfect.
To be more perfect.
Those who are.
Those who are.
Always.
Always.
Properly engaged.
Properly engaged.
In your devotional service.
In your devotional service.
Or those who.
Or those who.
Worship the.
Worship the.
Impersonal Brahman.
The unmanifested.
The unmanifested. Basically, this 12th Bhagavad Gita. What is Bhagavad Gita? Who spoke Bhagavad Gita?
Krishna.
Are you sure? Sure? Who is not sure? Okay. He spoke to? How many years before? Okay, how many of you say 5,000? Okay. So, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years before to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, basically what happened is Arjuna at one point when he saw in the first chapter it comes, he tells Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhya Ratham Sthapaya Mechuta. That is, Krishna, please take the chariot in the center of the battlefield. Let me see who is standing in front of me to fight with me. Now, all of you know about Mahabharata, isn't it? In not in detail, but at least some idea you have. It was a war between whom and who? Pandavas and Kauravas. All of you know that, isn't it? So, the war was between Pandavas and Kauravas. And the Kauravas, who are good people in this?
Pandavas.
Ok, Okay, so naturally the Kauravas are what? Bad. So this Kaurava, when Arjuna, Lord Krishna drove the chariot right in the center of the battlefield. Arjuna saw everyone over there. He saw Bhishma, he saw Drona. Drona was his teacher. Yes, very good. He was his guru. He saw Bhishma and he saw all of his relatives. And what did the Arjuna do? Did he say, okay Krishna, I am going to fight? Did he say that? What did he do? He put down his bow. You know his bow, what is the name of his bow? Yes, Gandiva. Gandiva, see he remembers. So, the name of the bow of Arjuna is Gandiva. It's a very special bow. It's not ordinary, like any ordinary person cannot lift the bow of Arjuna. It's not so ordinary. So he just put it down. Means you can see what is the condition of Arjuna. He was such a powerful warrior. Isn't it? You know about Arjuna, isn't it? He was such a powerful warrior. But at this time he put his Gandiva down. So what happened? He had tears in his eyes. He said, I'm not going to fight. Hare Krishna. He said, I'm not going to fight. So at that time, Krishna, he started instructing Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna is so intelligent that this is just one little aspect of his intelligence. See, now Krishna had to speak Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He spoke early morning on the day of Mokshada Ekadashi. He spoke in half an hour this 700 verses. There are 700 shlokas in Bhagavad Gita. So he spoke in half an hour. And Krishna, he did not sit the previous day like how you and I sit for exams. Oh, tomorrow I have to speak for Arjuna. See, and Bhagavad Gita is taken from all the Vedas and all the scriptures. And he didn't sit taking out every book, all the books, let me study today. And tomorrow I have to tell 700 shlokas to Arjuna. He just came. Why? Because it is the Lord. It's not you and me. You and me, we have to study, isn't it? But Krishna has not to study. Anyway, so while Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, in that this, he spoke how many chapters? 18 chapters. There are 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita and 700 shlokas. How many chapters?
18.
How many shlokas?
7.
Very good. I'll ask you again sometime to see how many of you were paying attention. 700 shlokas, 18 chapters. Okay? Spoken by Krishna 5000 years before on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. These things it should not go out of your brain. Because this is divine. These are the information about the Lord. So, in that, this 12th chapter comes and this name is devotional service. And what is Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna keeps on asking his doubts and the doubts are cleared by Krishna. So in that, this question comes, which are considered to be more perfect? Those who are, see basically, now if I tell you Krishna, what comes into your mind? I say suppose Krishna, what comes into your mind? Can you tell me some points? If I just say Krishna, what comes? Nothing comes?
God.
Huh?
He's God.
He's God, okay. Then? But what comes? Just close your eyes. If I tell Krishna, what comes in front of you? Okay, he's playing his flute. Very good. Next. Yes.
He's dancing with the gopis.
Oh, he's dancing with the gopis. Then?
He's playing the cows.
He's? Okay. Next. Any other thing? Butter. Okay, he's eating butter. Any other? What other things come to your mind, Mansi, when you think Krishna? What comes in? What comes in front of you? He removes. Okay, next. Thing comes. Then impersonal is what? he is bathing in the river. Then my idea of Krishna was, when you see Krishna, you see his lotus feet and you see his what he is wearing. What does he wear? What is it called? Yeah, Pitambar. Then what he wears?
Dhoti.
Oh, dhoti, that's what is told. Next. Yeah, he wears peacock feather. Garlands. Isn't it? So these all don't come in your mind when you think of Krishna? Actually, there are two types of worshippers. Some people, they worship the personal form of Krishna, and some people worship the impersonal form of Krishna. Now I'll tell you what is the meaning both. Impersonal means Krishna is residing in the Golok Dham, the spiritual world. It's very beautiful. It's not hot like this. Or it is not too cold, too hot, or rainy. It's not like that. It's very beautiful in spiritual world. So Krishna is residing there, and from Krishna a light comes out. He shines, and that light, it just comes out of his body. That light, some people worship that light. It is so powerful. That is called Brahma Jyoti, which comes out of his body. His body is divine. It's not like yours and mine. It never becomes old. Have you seen Krishna's old picture with teeth falling down and white hair and white teeth? He never becomes old like you and me. We all will become old. I'll become old, you'll become old. We'll have a stick in our hand to walk. We never see Krishna's picture like that. So Krishna, in the spiritual world, from his body, this light is coming out called the Brahma Jyoti. And there are, and it is, it's very powerful because it is coming out of the divine body of Krishna. So there are people who just do all meditation, everything, just to merge into that Brahma Jyoti. They are called impersonalists. And so they are called impersonalists. That is, they don't worship the personal form of Krishna. And what is personal form of Krishna? The beautiful Shyam Sundar form. See this. Don't you see? Even when I asked Krishna, you could have to describe this also. That's my purpose of sitting here, was so that you see these pictures. See, so beautiful. This is Shyam Sundar having flute in his hand. See the peacock feather. See the crown in his. All this. So this is Krishna. This is the personal form of Krishna. So, and there are people who worship this personal form of Krishna. That is, they know that Krishna has a form, and then they worship him, they put ornaments for him, they bathe him, they put dhoti for him, they put garlands for him, and they put crown for him. So this is called personal form of worship. Are you able to follow what I am saying? What are the two forms of worship?
Personal and impersonal.
Okay, and in impersonal, what do they worship? And in personal, they worship the form of Krishna. They believe that Krishna has a form. Understood? So, now Arjuna's question is, yes.
So the one who are impersonalists, they are also known as devotees.
Yeah. Ultimately, they are worshipping at least something related to Krishna in that sense. So, see, his question is like that. Which Arjuna inquired, which are considered to be more perfect? Those who are which are considered, let us illa nadu solli, which are considered to be more perfect, those are always properly engaged in your devotional service, or those who worship the, in this sense you can say there are two types of worshippers, that is the impersonalist worshippers and the personalist. So now Arjuna's question is, which are better, the personal worshippers or the impersonal worshippers? So now what Krishna answers, that we will see tomorrow. So you understood the question?